This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A July phone call between President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was the focus of impeachment hearings today on Capitol Hill. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Vice President Mike Pence's representative on the National Security Council, Jennifer Williams, thought the call involving an investigation of Joe Biden was unusual.
Struck me as political in nature, given that the former vice president is a political opponent of the president.
Career Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman with the National Security Council called it improper.
Frankly, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock.
Republicans like Utah's Chris Stewart says Democrats are going too far on the contents of the phone call.
I got to tell you, I think it's nonsense. Look, I was in the military. I could distinguish between a favor and an order.
Vindman is an immigrant who came to the U.S. as a toddler from Ukraine. He faced questions from Republicans about his loyalty. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he was moved by U.S. backing for settlements on Israeli-occupied land, but Palestinians and Arab leaders are outraged. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Monday's announcement by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo abandoned a position the United States has held for 40 years, that the settlements are inconsistent with international law. It moved Donald Trump's administration even closer to Netanyahu and further from the international position. Washington has already moved its embassy to Jerusalem, recognized Israel's annexation of the occupied Golan Heights, and cut international assistance to Palestinians. The settlements are built in the West Bank, which Israel seized in a 1967 war, and the Fourth Geneva Convention forbids an occupying power from settling part of its population in captured territory.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. You're listening to VOA News. Less than 200 student protesters remain barricaded inside the Hong Kong Polytechnic University that's been surrounded by riot police since Sunday. Over the past 24 hours, a slow trickle of pro-democracy demonstrators have left the campus either by attempting to flee or by surrendering to police. Those who are staying are facing ever more dire circumstances. VOA's Bill Gallo is there. He's reporting from Hong Kong.
This campus is completely surrounded by riot police. Every now and then you see either groups or individuals try to flee campus to freedom. Now, police have given the protesters a single way out. They say, drop their weapons, come through this way, and you'll be arrested. That's not a deal that many students are willing to take, so instead, some of them are fleeing to freedom. We've seen dramatic escape attempts, some people rappelling down ropes from bridges to waiting motorcycles that have tried to escape the security cordons. Now, in most cases, it seems that those attempts have not been successful. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
President Trump's unscheduled weekend visit to the hospital raised suspicions about his health. Now we're hearing from his doctor, AP correspondent Rita Foley.
The White House tweeted a memo from the president's doctor, Navy Commander Sean Connolly. He described Saturday's hospital visit as routine. The president didn't have any chest pain, he said, despite speculation, nor was the president treated for any urgent issues, he said. The reason the trip was kept off the record? Scheduling uncertainties. The White House said the president just wanted to get a head start on his annual physical. But Joe Lockhart, President Clinton's press secretary, tweeted his disbelief, saying he didn't go up there for half his physical. Rita Foley, Washington.
Bolivia has sent in armored vehicles and helicopters to unblock access to a gas plant Tuesday. That's after blockades by supporters of ousted President Evo Morales cut off the fuel supply to La Paz. At least three people have been killed and 18 injured in the clashes between protesters and police. The Public Defender's Office said the cause of the deaths and the injuries will be investigated. Some Bolivian cities are beginning to report shortages of food and fuel because Morales' supporters continue to block highways and cut oil pipelines. Morales resigned November 10th under pressure from the country's police and military and protests over suspected fraud in last month's election. Morales has fled to Mexico. A Congolese court sentenced a warlord to life in prison Tuesday for numerous crimes against humanity, including the mass rape of more than 100 women in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Frederick Masudi Alamasi was found guilty of rape, poison, torture, murder, and sexual slavery during a raid on a village in 2018. Marissa Melton, VOA News.